Gwen Rosenberg was appalled when she saw the menu at her son's elementary school. It was called a heart-healthy menu.
So I saw chicken patties and corn dogs and chicken nuggets and hot dogs and hamburgers and super donuts for breakfast and s'mores-flavored Pop-Tarts for breakfast. And then I got really angry because I don't like to be called stupid.
Super donuts and Pop-Tarts sounded like junk food to Rosenberg, not heart-healthy food. So she called the school district in Kent, Ohio to complain. But her district, like many, hires an outside company to take care of food service. So Rosenberg started writing to the company, Aramark. She wanted to know the nutritional content of the foods the company was serving to her kids. She didn't get many answers. Most people told Rosenberg to stop complaining and just pack a lunch for her kids. But that only helped her to realize why this bothered her so much. Lots of families don't have enough money to pack a lunch every day. Their kids have no choice but to eat the subsidized school meals.
It bothered me that my tax dollars were paying for food that I wouldn't serve my kids. So once I kind of made that realization, it seemed suddenly unethical for me to do nothing and say, well, you know, thank God I'm not poor, right?
Rosenberg started writing the government. She wrote Oprah. She started a blog about getting better food in the school. And she bugged the company that makes those donuts called Super Donuts. Patrick McMullen is in charge of food service in Rosenberg's district. He works for the company Aramark. He says it seems every family has its own idea of what's good food.
You know, somebody likes chicken nuggets, somebody doesn't. A lot of people see chicken nuggets as an unhealthy item. Some people think it's perfectly fine because it's a lean meat.
McMullen says it's his job to make sure the school meals stay within the district's budget while meeting USDA nutritional guidelines and that kids buy and eat them. That's why things like that super donut exist.
A super donut is a fortified donut that's made with juice and it's infused with nutrients.
McMullen says some parents see super donuts as a healthy item. But lots of parents around the country have complained about the super donut. Janie Thornton is Undersecretary for Food and Nutrition at the U.S. Department of Agriculture. The USDA is in charge of the National School Lunch Program. Thornton says a food like the super donut is handy. Kids like it, and they can eat it at their desks. She says parents wouldn't complain if it was shaped like a piece of breakfast bread.
Because it's round with a hole in it, and we assume that it has donut-like qualities then, it sometimes gets a bad rap.
But some parents think it's giving kids a false impression of what's healthy. Gwen Rosenberg says the super donut is a prime example of how school meals are setting up kids for a lifetime of bad eating habits.
All right, I'm not supposed to eat a donut for breakfast. Sometimes I do, right? But I don't believe it's healthy. But when you present it to children and say, this is what your community has purchased for you to eat, and you get it for free, it's a donut. What exactly are you teaching them to do for the rest of their lives?
There are districts around the country that have been improving school meals, offering salad bars and whole grain breads. And apparently, one mother can make a difference. Gwen Rosenberg says her school district has added foods she thinks are healthier to the menu. And her son even buys his lunch at school sometimes. For the Environment Report, I'm Julie Grant.